Rabbi Mendel Libero, Rabbi of the Torah Academy Shul. Rabbi, good afternoon to you, and thank you for talking to us on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon, and all the listeners.
Rabbi, I just want to, even before we start, just take my hat off to you and say kol hakavod for talking to us about the experience that you have just been through. I know people, I've asked them to come on air, people who have contracted the disease, have recovered from the disease, and due to the stigma, they would not do so. What made you feel able to do this?
Well, let me say there's no doubt that this the prolonged lockdown we find ourselves in today is difficult and it's challenging for us all. But at the same time, I believe we need to see through this and see the good and the lesson that we can take out of it. Each and every one of us, Joburg, globally, university, might see it in a very different light. But it's certainly a time of refocus. Things that we thought were important initially and things we had to do, we thought we had to do with meetings and appointments, things have suddenly changed and no longer the same priorities on our to-do list. Our value system has shifted to that of maybe self-introspect, to look into ourselves, become more family-orientated, but it's meal time, spending more time, quality time with our close ones, which maybe up to this point we didn't have the time or find the time to do. So what is important is, again, to appreciate the gifts that God has given us and realize that being together, sitting around the table, eating together, playing a game together, and just the mere fact that as family, as close family, we spend that quality time is an unbelievable gift, which I believe God has given us in this time. Again, as I said before, we can look at this situation very bleakly and negatively, or we can say maybe there's something very powerful that we can take into our life as well.
I hear you loud and clear, Rabbi. That is my fear. My fear is that we will have gone through all this and then those vested interests, which are so incredibly powerful, will just cause us to go back to the way that we were before. And when I think about the obscene, just as an example, amounts of money that, say, footballers or movie actors earn as opposed to doctors and nurses and teachers and supermarket workers, you just think it really is time to have a rethink of what is important and what isn't important. Would you agree with that?
100%. I want to say as well that obviously we believe in God, and God is the healer of all flesh. And God sends his blessings into this world through doctors, and we've got to do the very best. We've got to listen to the health authorities and the guidelines that have been drawn out for us. But realize we must that, and people are talking about it maybe using different wording, but the goal, the message is the same, that we're not going to go back to the same situation as we were before. There's no reason, there's no way of accepting that. If God puts us through a challenging and difficult time, it's not just to spring back to our, to go back to the so-called norm. There's no doubt we're going back to a much better time and a time of more positivity and health and blessing in every sense of the word. So our prayers and our desires and longings should be not just that this should be over and go back to what we were used to up to this point, but rather let's pray for something totally different and beyond, and obviously in a much better and positive way.
Rabbi, I quoted a statistic yesterday from the JTA news aggregator, the source of news very much concerned with Jewish news, and a fascinating story. They quoted statistics saying that a quarter of Christians in the United States feel that their strength, their belief in a deity has been strengthened going through this experience, and only 7% of Jews. And I just thought it was a really interesting stat and couldn't account for the difference. Have you got any views on that?
I haven't heard, but I can certainly relate to it, because people are beginning to realize that everything is in the hands of God. You know, people were so sure and certain of themselves and very confident, but within a very short time, people begin to realize that God is in charge, and this plague spreads at the speed it did, and we pray to God to take it away even quicker than the way it came. So there's a realization, there's an openness, there's an awareness today by Jews and non-Jews alike that, again, this always was the case, but we maybe weren't so aware of it as today. God is in charge. And we have to somehow turn to him and make our lives so much more worthwhile and connect ourselves back to God.
Rabbi Mendel Libero, the rabbi of the Torah Academy Shul, thank you for a very interesting and spiritual perspective on this pandemic that we are living through now. I think to go through a period such like this is without taking any sort of deeper meaning from it would be an absolute wasted opportunity. So thank you so much, Rabbi, for giving your views on the matter.
My pleasure. And if I may just conclude by saying that thank God there's many miracles and people have come through. Unfortunately, it's not always such a positive case, and there's many people who are still suffering and still sick, and we have to constantly have them in our minds for prayers to God, be it saying psalms, be it praying to God. And the power of prayer is so, it's just so immense and strong that people are realizing that this is the way to connect. And we have to, again, think about others and appreciate the gift of life that God has given us. And at the same time to tear the heavens down and to ask God to do everything. God is obviously able to do it, but we've got to do the best of our ability to pray for the welfare and the health, that those who are healthy should remain healthy and those who are sick should have full and complete recoveries.
Amen to that, Rabbi.